so I want to welcome my special guest tonight into the studio. I have got with me the Ice Society. Good evening, guys.
Hiya. Hi. Thanks for having us, Cliff.
You're more than welcome. How's things?
Fine at Good. The moment. It's going really well, yeah. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. Superb. So, okay, for anybody who doesn't know anything at all about the Ice Society, and I have been playing a couple of your songs here on Muggle Radio over the past couple of months, this is your opportunity to let people know who you are, what you do, and how they can have a listen to your band. So...
Okay, well, my name's Bernie. I'm the lead singer in the Ice Society. With me today, I've got Martin, the lead guitarist.
Hello.
We're Bootle-based, so we're like a local band. We've done gigs around town in the Cavern and Zanzibar. And, you know, we've got an EP out at the moment.
Okay.
Which people can find on Spotify and iTunes. So things are going good. We're currently working on a new album. Like a concept album. We wanted to create our own sort of Revolver, Sgt. Pepper type album, build it all up with strings and orchestration and backwards guitars and all that.
Sounds interesting. So what's your background then in music, Ben? I mean, what's before the Ice Society? I mean, how did you get into what you're doing?
I got my first guitar when I was 18.
Okay.
And I'm left-handed.
Right.
And my mum and dad got me a guitar for Christmas, and they didn't realise that there's a difference between a right-handed guitar and a left-handed guitar. So I got a right-handed guitar.
As you're playing now.
Yeah. So I had to learn how to play right-handed.
Right.
And my influence was the Beatles.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I was fascinated with the Beatles growing up. And so when I saw them play, I thought, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So that's where my interest came from.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I mean, there's no better education than growing up listening to the Beatles, is there?
No, of course not.
Now, you're far too young to be growing up listening to the Beatles, so what's your musical influences
then?
I
actually did.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, well, I'm impressed. Good stuff. Okay, so we're going to start with a song, if you would, and that would be great, and so our listeners can get the best out of this session for us. This is a special session that we're doing, and we're very, very lucky to be getting three songs out of the Ice Society tonight.
Okay, this is a song called Together We Fall.
Okay.
Goes like this.
Thank you.
I said you don't understand how I feel. No, you don't understand how I feel about you. You don't understand how I feel. I'd give you all that you need if you'd only let us be. It sets you free. We argue and fight, it's not right. But what can I do without you? But tell me, what can I do without you? Give me a call. But together we'll fall, spinning around. I got to get my feet back on the ground. Together we'll cry, just you and I need to know that you are safe and sound. You don't understand how I feel. Give you all that you need. You only let us be and set you free. We argue and fight, it's not right. What can I do without you? Tell me, what can I do without you? Give me a call. But together we'll fall, spinning around. I got to get my feet back on the ground. Together we'll cry, just you and I need to know that you are safe and sound. thought that I could rely on you. Pick me up and toss me down. There was nothing couldn't do, but now I know I got to let you go. Because together we'll fall, spinning around. I got to get my feet back on the ground. Together we'll cry, just you and I. I need to know that you are safe and sound. You don't understand how I feel. I said you don't understand how I feel. No, you don't understand how I feel about you. About you. About you.
That was the Eye Society, and that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, fellas. That's very, very 60s sound there.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm influenced by. The Kinks, the Small Faces, you know, the across, Beatles and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it comes across very much in your song. I really good, enjoyed that. And that's one of the songs that I've been playing here on Mongol Radio as well. That's so is that on your EP that you mentioned?
That's on the EP, yeah.
Okay. And people can download that from iTunes?
From iTunes, from Spotify, from Google Music, from Amazon.
Okay, all the usual platforms, yep. That's good. So as far as getting in touch with you, social media-wise, I take it you're... Well, I know you're on Facebook because I've been in touch with you, so people can get in touch there.
Yeah, if they search for the Eye Society Band on Facebook.
And just so people know, that's the letter I, by the way, it's Eye Society. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the Eye Society Band, and they can find you on there, and that's where they can explore a little bit more about yourself and your music and what you've got.
And there's videos on there and of gigs we've done and things, and you know.
Okay. Well, while we're on the subject of gigs, where have you been playing across Liverpool?
We've done the Cavern a few times.
Okay.
Zanzibar.
Cool.
At the moment, we're sort of hosting like an open mic night.
Okay, tell us a bit about that.
For, you know, local bands like ourselves.
Okay.
Where they can come down and play. So it's at the Cat and Fiddle in Bootle.
Yeah.
Every fortnight on a Tuesday.
Okay.
And also the Lock and Key in Bootle, which is a great pub, by the way. It's community-based.
Okay.
So any profit they make goes back into the community. They buy canoes so the kids can learn how to canoe on the canal.
Super.
And stuff, you know. Everything goes back in. So that's on a Friday every fortnight.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, that's what we're doing at the moment.
Good, good. So people can get along and they can hear your stuff there. So
yeah, and if people haven't got the confidence to do like a full gig, they can get up and do a song, and if they want accompaniment, we get up and we'll play along with them.
That's pretty cool.
Just make them feel at ease.
I mean, these open mic nights, we've had this discussion here before, because I know that the Corner Market do one in the city centre, because the John Jenkins Band who've been on, they've played in there, Dave Nixon's played in there. I know that my brother's band, they quite often go to the Latham, and also the Oldie, the Mersey Cats and the Mersey Rats, these do the open mic stuff. And it is a great opportunity, because that's how their band started. I mean, they're a 60s cover band, but they would never have done it without going along to the open mic and then having, you know, the bottle to get up and have a go.
It's a good start-up opportunity for anyone who's thinking of, you know, being in a band or wanting to perform. It gives them an opportunity where, you know, they can get up, they can do one song, and they're not under pressure.
No.
So it's good, it's a good experience.
It's good. I think there should be more things like that, more venues that are doing that, and the ones that you've described to me sound like they'd be brilliant. So, have anybody, and are they free to get in, or did they charge?
It's free.
That's wonderful.
At the Cat and Fiddle, though, everyone who gets up and performs, they get a free drink behind the bar.
Right. So. Well, that's a good incentive, isn't it? Get along and have a sing-song and have a pint. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Okay, so a question that I've got for you is, where did your name come from the band, the Eye Society?
Well, it's a play on words, really. When you say the Eye Society, people think you're saying the High Society, you know? So, like, you're posh or something, right? but it's more, so there was that element. And it's also the element of everyone's now obsessed with their iPhones, their, you know, their iPads, their smartphones.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So that's what society is like now, the ice society.
It is.
And it's also a reference to George Orwell.
Okay.
1984, Big Brother's watching you.
Of course,
I Society, everyone's watching what you're doing.
Big Brother, and they are indeed. You can't walk down the street without being clocked on a CCTV.
No.
So I thought it's interesting stuff, I do like that. So as far as gigs-wise comes up, you've done a few things in the city, and obviously you explained to me that, you know, your band has changed a little bit. At the minute, you haven't got any other gigs like that lined up, apart from your open mic stuff. But planning ahead for the rest of the year, I mean, what have you got in the pipeline? What's your plans for the year?
We're working on a concept album.
Okay.
You know, both me and Martin, one of our favourite Beatles records is Revolver. So we're working on a Revolver / Sgt. Pepper album. Well, we're laying down all the tracks. I've got a 16-track studio.
Okay.
So we're laying down the tracks. And then we're adding, like, piano, we're adding strings, we're adding backwards guitars, and, you know, it's going to be good.
That sounds good, okay. So time-wise, I mean, that could take up a fair bit of time working on that, I would have thought.
I think it'll take us about 6 months.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, and it sounds like it's going to be good. So, I mean, once that comes to fruition, I mean, will you try and get out and play some of that live? Or, I mean, I should imagine it'd be tough.
Part of the intention is to do something that we couldn't do live. I mean, as I say, the lineup sort of shrunk a little bit. You know, these things happen. So as a result, that's kind of why we went down this route with the recording of something that we wouldn't be able to do live. It was a way of occupying ourselves and just sort of making use of the technology that is available.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back, you know, to the time, you know, with Revolver, you know, that technology was cutting edge and
four track.
It was expensive. It was only available to the elite.
That's right.
And nowadays you can just pick up a computer and do it yourself. And we thought we'd have a go at that.
Garage bands on the iPad and you're
exactly,
away, aren't you?
Exactly.
But we've still got songs that we can, you know, gig with and everything.
Of course.
We've got a big back catalogue of music.
The stuff that you've done.
Yeah, so once we got this done, then we're going to be hitting the road again.
Well, that's good. Sounds like a really interesting project. So I think it's time for another song. If you could do something else for us, that'd be great. So what you fancy doing?
Okay, this is a song called How It's Meant To Be.
How It's Meant To Be. This is the Ice Society, How It's Meant To Be, live on Muggle Radio.
Started showing the line. Can't take no more. I go out of my mind. I gotta get away. Don't wanna stay. Hit the road with the pedal down. Forget my cares as the roadside blurs. I got my shades on. Watching the sun go down. This is how it's meant to be. Living life so carefree. No worries to tie you down. Pick yourself up from the ground. This is how it's meant to be.
live your life so carefree. No worries to tie you down. Pick yourself up from the ground. Switch on the rage on my head's in the clouds. Feel far away, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong when I play this song. Drove for miles, now there's no way back. But I don't care, I got nothing to fear. The future's bright, my life's alright. This is how it's meant to be. Living life so carefree. No worries to tie me down. Pick yourself up from the ground. Pick yourself up from the ground. Pick yourself up from the ground. Pick yourself up from the ground.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much, fellas, indeed. Did enjoy that song as well. That's one I've not heard before, so it was interesting for me as well. Great stuff. And, okay, so going back to how you do your stuff, I mean, songwriting-wise, what's your process when, when you're writing songs? How do you do it?
I come up with the lyrics first.
Okay.
I'll get like a phrase in my head, some words in my head, and I'll jot it down. And it's normally at 2 or 3 in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
I'm lying there in bed, can't sleep because it's too hot or whatever. And I'll get like these words in my head, and I think, oh, that sounds good. And then the next day I'll go back to it, and then I'll work on it.
Okay.
And then once I've got like all these words down, I think, right, I need to find a tune to this now. And I'll pick up my guitar and I'll just be like,
drum away. Yeah.
You know.
So that'll fit, yeah.
Trying to get a rhythm, get a pattern, get a tune, get a melody, you know.
Cool. Okay, so do you have any input on this as well, or is it you?
I just come in and mess it all up.
No, he's great, actually, because a song we're going to do later.
Okay.
I said to him, I want the guitar solo to sound like something George Harrison would do.
Okay.
And he spent ages working on it,
And he cracked it.
Yeah, cracked it, yeah.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, teamwork, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Getting working together and, you know, coming up with the end product. And the end product is, from what I've heard, has been really, really good. And we've been delighted to be playing your songs here on Muggle Radio. And any opportunity that we get in the future, I'm sure that we will. So anything that you do, if you could keep in touch with us, we'll get it played here.
Yeah, of course.
Because we are a community station, and local bands is what we're all about. It's trying to give bands, artists, singers a little bit of a platform. And radio, that's what we're here for, and Muggle Radio will always support you. So we're delighted that you come into the studio today.
Thank you,
to do this for us. And we've got time for one more song, if you could do that for us as well.
Yeah, okay. This is the one that he's doing, the George Harrison thing.
Okay.
But I tried to write a song in the style of Paul McCartney.
All right.
So it sort of fits.
I like it.
Okay, this is called It Takes Me Back.
So this is the Ice Society live on Muggle Radio with It Takes Me Back. Take it away, fellas.
Looking through an album of old photographs, remembering the times, they happened so fast. Seeing all the old faces, long gone places, takes me back. It takes me back. Sitting on a wall outside senior school, hairstyle thin, trying to look cool, bunking off for a crafty fag in the afternoon, takes me back, it takes me back. And through the years, I've often thought of where and when, how. I wonder what you are doing now. And through my tears, I remember all the times we had. Joy the pain, glad the sad, was it really all that bad? I can still remember when I first saw you. Not a hair out of place and an air of arrogance. Walking in like you owned the place. Takes me back, it takes me back. And through the years, I've often thought of where and when and how. I wonder what you are doing now. And through my tears, I remember all the times we had. Joy the pain, glad the sad, is it really all that bad? Is it really all that bad?
Thank you very much indeed. That was the Eye Society live on Muggle Radio. Bernie and Martin, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, Cliff. Thank you.
And look forward to listening back to this again on our podcast. So thank you very much.